Good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord with you today, and I'm glad that you're joining us online in worship. We are at St. Olaf Lutheran Church here in Fort Dodge, Iowa. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all who are helping to make our service possible this morning. Linda Mum, Jason Sweelin, Mark Mathis, and Bob Uni. We thank you for sharing your gifts today so that we can all participate in worshiping the Lord. Just a few other announcements. Council will meet this coming week to make decisions about the rest of the month of December, whether we will return in person or continue online, so stay tuned for information about that. Also, we have a card shower coming up for Sue Seltz for the month of December. If you'd like to send a card for her in celebration of her retirement, please do so. You can contact the church office for her address. Yard signs will be available for those who are members at St. Olaf to encourage people during this time of separation to remember that we are one in the Spirit. We continue now for our second Sunday of Advent. John the Baptist calls people to repent, to clear the decks, to completely reorder their lives so that nothing gets in the way of the Lord's coming. The reading from Isaiah gives the context for this radical call. The assurance of God's forgiveness that encourages us to repent. The promise that the coming one will be gentle with the little ones. Isaiah calls us to be the heralds with John, to lift up our voices fearlessly and say, "See, your God is coming." We say it to one another in worship in order to say it in our lives in the world in need of justice and peace. We continue now as we celebrate Advent with our wreath. Our lists are long, even in this strange mess where we live these days, and we do what we do is right, we want to be safe, but we want to be able to enjoy the season. We've got work to do, to put away what has gone wrong, to heal what is broken, to mend the relationships, and to prepare for the company that will come.
Work to be done. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. When God comes in, then healing is found, but we need to make the way. We need to open the door into our lives.
So we light these candles as a sign of our faith, that the God we worship is not far from us, and that we can clear the way for that God to come and dwell with us. We light these candles in faith that the company is coming.
O come, Emmanuel. Amen.
Continue with confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, whose forgiveness is sure and whose steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Together, let us honestly and humbly confess that we have not lived as God desires. Loving and forgiving God, we confess that we are held captive by sin. In spite of our best efforts, we have gone astray. We have not welcomed the stranger. We have not loved our neighbor. We have not been Christ to one another. Restore us, O God. Wake us up and turn us from our sin. Renew us each day in the light of Christ. Amen. People of God, hear this good news. By God's endless grace, your sins are forgiven and you are free. Free from all that holds you back and free to live in the peaceable realm of God. May you be strengthened in God's love, comforted by Christ's peace, and accompanied with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, strengthen us to serve you with purified lives through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. First reading comes from 2 Peter chapter 3. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all that is to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we wait for a new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. The Gospel of our Lord. Our Holy Gospel is from St. Mark, chapter 1. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. People will fail us. God will never fail us. When I was in grade school, there was this thing that my best friends and I would do, and maybe some of you did it too. Your pinky finger, go ahead and grab it out, and then you would find a friend or a family member near you, and you would lock pinkies with them. Do you remember this? To pinky swear, or to make a pinky promise. It's the entwining of the two pinkies of two people to signify that a promise has been made. So repeat after me, whether you're with someone or alone, with your pinkies intertwined, I promise to love as God does. Now that is the hard part, trying to live it with God's help. Is our word good? In the United States, the pinky swear has existed since 1860, but it actually started in Japan, where it is called yubikiri. In Japan, whoever breaks this promise must cut off their pinky. That seems pretty extreme. It's a little more informal here. Kids love to seal their word with the pinky promise. Is our word good? What about God's word and God's promises? Where people fail us, God never fails. I want to tell you about Mitch. Mitch was 9 when he was diagnosed with bone cancer, and when he was in the hospital, it was December, and in his room, he overheard the family next to him having a discussion that there wouldn't be enough money for Christmas. Mitch looked at his dad and said, "This isn't fair. How much money do I have in the bank?" His dad, Steve, replied that he wasn't sure, but he could find out. Steve took his son in his wheelchair. Mitch withdrew his entire savings, put it into envelopes for the kids on the pediatric oncology floor. He signed each envelope, "Love, Mitch, XOXOXO. Steve and Mitch returned to the hospital and delivered the envelopes by putting them on nightstands, under doors, on bed tops. As they were leaving the last room, Mitch exclaimed to his dad, "Dad, that is the most fun I have ever had. Let's do it again next year." Steve sadly replied to his son, "Mitch, you are probably not going to be here next year." His prognosis was not good, but he asked his dad to do it again next year. Mitch looked at his father and said, "Dad, promise me that you will keep helping kids with cancer. Pinky swear with me that you will do it forever." The little boy passed on April 11th, and the Pinky Swear Foundation was formed by his parents, Steve and Becky Chipokas. Since Mitch's death in 2003, there have been 15,000 families who have financially supported this foundation with over $15 million raised. This foundation provides financial assistance and quality of life support, and over 12,000 families have been helped. Isn't it awesome when we get to see glimpses of God's goodness? This is God's reign of heaven here on earth. It should give us those holy goosebumps. This was only one example where an earthly promise between a son and a father were made right. Think of all of the amazingness that has happened since that one pinky promise was made. Now, if humans can get it right like this and do so much good, and we get to be a part of it, how much more can God do? how much more can God's promises bless our lives? I love our reading today from 2 Peter. The people of the church at that time were anxious and afraid, sort of like we are today. They wondered, when will Jesus come back to walk this earth? And what happens when we sit in our worries? Nothing good comes of it. We get stuck. We forget God's promises. We forget that all of God's activity is on His time, not ours. Some believe that Peter was the author of this book, hence the name. Others didn't think so. But regardless, God's word should speak to our lives. Peter writes, "With the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance." God delays Jesus coming again so that more folks can come to the Lord. So we have to be patient. And how well do we wait? Advent is waiting on the Lord. Think of the creation story. God created everything in 7 days. And I usually ask our confirmation kids, how long is one day to God? And have you ever considered that? 2 Peter gets it. One day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. And that should bring us comfort, waiting on God's timing and God's will. It's not within our grasp to know God's time, but are God's promises good? If you look at John the Baptist, the preparer of the way, he said this about Jesus, "I have baptized you with water, but He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Is that a promise? And do we have that Spirit? It is a pinky swear God has made with you. A promise from God is a statement we can depend on with absolute confidence. And how many promises do you think are in the Bible? 30, 300, 3,000, 30,000. It might surprise you to know that according to Dr. Dunlap, there are approximately 30,000 promises in the Bible. Peter calls these precious promises. He liked that word, precious. He used it 5 times in his 2 books. Precious faith, precious blood, precious stone, precious Lord, and precious promises. They are precious because they are gifts that come from God, and God can do the impossible. Do you remember Abram? God called him a new name, Abraham. God made a promise with him that you will be the father of many nations. Was God good on that promise? God blessed him with the son Isaac, who through him came the 12 tribes of Israel, proof that God's promise was good. God's word goes on and on with over 30,000 promises. So for today, I'd like us to soak ourselves in the warmth of God's glow and goodness. I pray that you can open your hearts to hear these and be encouraged in your faith. This is God's word that is God's pinky swear to you. God promised to us in Hebrews 13, "I will never leave you or forsake you." God promised us in Psalm 32, "I will instruct you and teach you the way to go. I will guide you." God promised us in Joshua 1, "I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you." God promised us in Isaiah 46, "I will carry you and I will deliver you." God promised us in Isaiah 41, "Fear not, for I am with you." God promised us in Genesis 28, "I am with you and will keep you in all the places you go." He promised us in Isaiah 19, "It shall be a sign and for the witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they will cry unto the Lord because of their oppressors, and He will send them a Savior, a great one, and this Savior will deliver them." How do we feel about those promises? Jesus, the Savior, the Great One, will deliver us. God's promise. A little boy, Mitch, and his daddy, Steve, made a promise that changed lives forever. In tiny heads with parents and godparents make promises upon from God that change our lives forever. And God made a promise that he was sending us his son that changes everything. People fail us, but God never fails. Until the very end, God is good. Trust this as you wait and watch. Amen.
All earth is hopeful, the Savior comes at last. For us lie open for God's creative task. This the labor of people who struggle to see how God's truth and justice set everybody free. A virgin mother will bear Emmanuel. She conceived him, God with us, a brother whose birth restores hope and courage to children of this earth. Mountains and valleys, you heard the highways open, new broader calls declared. Almost here, God is nearing in beauty and grace. All clear every gateway, in haste come out in haste. We first saw Jesus, a baby in a crib. This same Lord Jesus today has come to live in our world. He is present in neighbors we see. Our Jesus is with us and ever sets us free.
We continue with the prayers of intercession. I will say, hear us, O God. Your response will be, your mercy is great. God of power and might, comfort your people and come quickly to this weary world. Hear our prayers for everyone in need. Faithful God, you teach us to wait for you with faithfulness and patience. Sustain and support us in our doubts and questions. Nurture our faith as we discern and enact your mission. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Loving God, you set the stars in the sky and breathe life into the earth. Renew the face of creation where it is in need of your healing touch. Mend the wounds of environmental damage and restore balance to ecosystems that all creation can declare your praise. Hear us, O God. Steadfast God, you never tire of seeking justice. Where people suffer from discrimination, judgment, and injustice, speak words of truth and comfort. We pray especially for those where justice needs to reign. Lead us toward a world where faithfulness will sprout underfoot and righteousness will rain down from above. Hear us, O God. Leading God, you ask us to make uneven ground smooth. Make even the disparities between your people. Sustain and support people with physical and intellectual disabilities, Accompany disability advocates who work for a world accessible to all. Teach us to celebrate the great diversity in our midst. Hear us, O God. Tender God, you know sorrow and joy alike. We pray for those in our families and congregation who are not joyful in this holiday season. Comfort those who grieve, and be a companion to all who are lonely. Tend to those who are sick or struggling with depression, and gather all people into your healing embrace. And today we remember before you, Lord, Judy Van Alstine, Curtis Stover and family, Rosemary Stickrod, Teresa Copps, Marilyn Wingerson, Carolyn Prochaska, Bill Hansen, Jerry and Bev Harrison, Kermit and Donna Smith, Carrie Sauer, Sonny Pedersen's family and friends. Hear us, O God. Eternal God, we give you thanks for the saints who have prepared your way in the wilderness and taught us to continue their faithful work, especially Sonny Pedersen. Make their generous lives an example for all. Hear us, O God. Draw near to us, O God, and receive our prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. At this time, we'll receive our offering for the mission and ministry here at St. Olaf. You're encouraged to send your offering by mail to our church or give online through the PayPal link. Today marks our offerings to be blessed and also a stewardship blessing. This fall, St. Olaf has taken the opportunity to embark on our Living with Hope stewardship campaign. We need hope now more than ever. I want to thank our stewardship team and council for their leadership. We had the opportunity to hear from several of our members. These individuals shared their testimonies of God's faithfulness. We give God thanks for their brave witness. Our prayer has been that their stories would stir up the spirit in you. How can we witness more faithfully? If you're a regular who is with us, usually in our pews, God has a plan for your life and for the way you share your gifts with our church family and in our community. I'd like to thank the 50 families who turned in their pledges. Please feel free to continue sending those in if you haven't done so already. Our total pledged amount for 2021 as of December 5th is $124,860. If you're a regular with us online, hello and welcome. We're glad and encouraged that you are also here with us. God has a plan for your life and for the ways that you share your gifts in the world. How can God bridge the gap from us to you online? I am praying about that, and I know St. Olaf is as well. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Let us each be filled with the living hope as we pray and bless our pledges to Christ and His church. Let us pray. Creator of all, the earth is yours and the world and all who live in it. You have entrusted us with gifts, time, talent, energy, money. and asked us to use them to build your kingdom. With thanks and praise, we respond to your call. We bring these gifts you have given, returning your generosity, paying it forward. We offer ourselves, our lives, our hopes and fears, our dollars and our hours. We commit ourselves to work for your world, to love and serve wherever you call us. We ask your blessing on this, your church, St. Olaf, as we seek to follow you with our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Bless also these gifts, our investment in your future, that they may multiply in faith, hope, and love. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive this blessing. The Creator of the stars bless your Advent waiting. The long-expected Savior fill you with love. And the long-expected Spirit guide your journey now and forever. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns in thirst the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found, for is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Go in peace, prepare the way of the Lord. Thanks be to God.